On Mondays, we take a look at technology, and today we are sorry to tell you about in-flight internet access. The airline JetBlue will test limited in-flight email starting tomorrow. They have reached the one place where nobody can reach you. Now they can. Passengers will be able to use Yahoo email and instant messaging, plus some BlackBerry access as well. Cyrus Farivar reports on other airlines' plans for internet use in the skies.
Starting next year, American Airlines and Virgin America are expected to be the first carriers to allow full broadband internet access in planes. That means if you bring a laptop or another device with Wi-Fi, like an iPhone, you can while away your hours online. You'll be able to do just about everything you would normally do on your home DSL or cable modem connection. Analyst Henry Hardevelt of Forrester Research says that while the initial internet offerings may be limited to some carriers, that will change soon.
I think that by the end of 2009, it'll be the exception rather than the rule to get on at least a mainline plane, a 737, Airbus 320, that doesn't have in-flight internet access. And frankly, airlines that choose not to have this will lose business.
Frequent flyers may remember that some overseas airlines, including Lufthansa and Singapore Airlines, had offered a satellite-based internet service. But that service was discontinued at the end of 2006, mostly because the gear was expensive and took far too long to install. Plus, the airlines had a hard time recouping their costs from customers. The company that will be installing the cellular-based air-to-ground gear for American Airlines and Virgin America is called AirCell. Jack Blumenstein is the company's CEO.
What we wanted to be able to do was deliver a service at something, a price that people who are used to acquiring broadband services on the ground would feel is a very good, fair price. So think $10, think $9.95 to have a full internet session at 35,000 feet and 500 miles an hour.
AirCell says that it can cover the entire continental U.S. with only 90 cellular towers that point skyward. With nothing but clouds to get in the way, their signals can travel a lot farther than when they point to the ground. Blumenstein also adds that his company's equipment can be put in very fast.
We do that by installing it in a single overnight stop at a gate at a major airport so that you fly in at night, you go out the next morning, and you're now on the broadband network.
However, AirCell's service only works for flights over land. Another company, Row 44, is expecting to bring its satellite-based service to Alaska Airlines' fleet by the end of 2009. For NPR News, I'm Cyrus Farivar.